So was that when Max went in the portal, did you kind of chip in and say, hey, this is a kid we could use?
I commented about it, but Justin Enna knew him from Utah State. I think Justin had been involved in recruiting him to Utah State. So, you know, Jay knew the family, Kalani, we all knew the family. And but I did get a chance to watch Max play a lot in high school because he went to the same school as my kids. And, we think he's a really good football player. Great kid.
On the short week, is that going to be stress you guys with getting a freshman ready, or do you feel like there's a point now where...
It's more just getting our team ready for the volume of defense that West Virginia presents. They do a lot of things, and they can make you look bad if you're not ready for it. So I don't know how they practice all the stuff they do. It's kind of reminds me a little bit of East Carolina. So we got to be ready for a lot of stuff in a short amount of time.
The only thing you could nitpick with Bear is the slow starts. How do you get him off maybe faster where he's on point, where he's starting games like he's finished?
I didn't feel like he started slow last week at all. I thought he played really well right from the start of the game. I think he's just getting better every game.
What are some of the challenges of a short week, obviously, like moving everything up and kind of getting ready in with one day left?
Yeah, it's just managing. First of all, everybody's a little sore from the last game, you know, so you have to be smart about how much you practice. Then you have to carry a little bit less in the game plan. You know, we won't have as much volume in this game plan as we normally do. And it's kind of finding the balance of getting healthy and fresh for the game, but also getting enough practice reps to be ready to play. And we've kind of got a system over the years of playing some Thursday and Friday games, and hopefully we'll find out Friday night if it works.
You guys have done both too. It's probably a lot nicer being at home.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they definitely have a challenge coming out here. I wouldn't want to do that, but I know Rich Rod's a heck of a coach, and he'll have those guys ready to play.
With Sione out, how will that maybe affect your running back rotation, if at all?
Yeah, it does. I mean, Enoch took most of the reps in the Colorado game. We're planning to get Jovessa and Preston in there as well, and I don't know exactly what shape that's going to take yet, but both of those guys we feel like are ready to play, and we trust them.
Beyond the running, how impactful has LJ been just in the backfield helping a Bear with maybe calls and checks and all that?
LJ's an excellent player, man. He's a good pass protector. He's a really good receiver, running the ball really well for us, and yeah, he and Bear have a really close relationship, and they watch film together a lot. They're both really smart guys, and they've got a good friendship.
They look a lot alike when they're running the ball, too.
Bear definitely has the lower body of a running back, for sure.
Were you going to look like you were going to give Preston the ball, and then there was a false start or something?
We put him in the game. We were going to get him going, and then we had a penalty, and then we had a plan for him to play a little more, but Colorado was doing some things differently than what we had planned for, so it didn't materialize like we had hoped. But you'll see those guys eventually, Preston and Jovessa, both at some point.
LJ got a little banged up, and with the short week, how was the recovery and the turnaround?
He's good. Yeah, it was nothing. He was out for a second. He just needed a second. He got right back in there. He's fine.
Thank you.